A federal judge has ordered the Bush administration not to implement a controversial ban on building roads in a third of the country's national forests. The ban was developed during the Clinton administration and was called a landmark in the history of conservation by environmentalists. Bush administration officials had been planning to allow the ban to take effect tomorrow, even though they hoped to change parts of it. NPR's John Nielsen reports.
At issue here is the future of nearly 60 million acres of national forest land. Loggers and miners and their supporters want a lot more access to these areas, which means more roads. Environmentalists have argued that there's already too much driving and logging and mining in the national forests. The Clinton administration developed its plan to ban road building after holding roughly 600 public hearings on the matter. A total of 1.6 million public comments were officially received, and more than 90% of the comments were said to favor the Clinton plan. But critics of this plan have charged in court that they never really got their say. Chris West, vice president of the American Forest Resources Alliance, says he couldn't even get a map of the forest that might be affected at the hearings.
Most of us that tried to comment on it didn't clearly know where these areas were, what resources and what values were being considered. It was nothing more than a superficial dog and pony show at each of these 600 meetings. Everyone was almost identical. It was nothing more than window dressing.
Last month, U.S. District Judge Edward Lodge agreed with critics like West, ruling that the public hearing process used by the Forest Service was, quote, grossly inadequate. And now the other shoe has fallen. In a strongly worded four-page ruling, Judge Lodge has written that the ban would do, quote, irreparable harm to a variety of groups if it were to be allowed to become official. Once something of this magnitude is set in motion, he wrote, momentum is irresistible, options are closed, and agency commitments, if not set in concrete, will be the subject of litigation for years to come. This ruling does not take sides on the question of whether more roads should be built in the national forests, but Debbie Cease of the Sierra Club says it really doesn't have to.
This decision is very bad news for the environment. For the last couple of years, these areas have been protected while this plan has been being developed, and this preliminary injunction is the thing that would actually do irreparable harm. New logging sales may begin. We're going to try to appeal this decision, but in the interim, some real harm could come to these places.
It's not clear whether the Bush administration will join the environmentalists when they appeal. Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman has said in a statement that she'll try to find a responsible policy that protects roadless areas, but Cease of the Sierra Club says that statement tells the country nothing.
The Bush administration has not defended this plan. Their announcement to let it take place was, I think, just a feint to allow the timber industry and the court in Idaho to undo it so they wouldn't get blamed for it.
What comes next is not yet clear. Chris West of the American Forest Resources Alliance says he hopes the White House will decide to walk away from the existing roadless plan and develop a forest use strategy of its own that will better address the needs of loggers, farmers, and others.
And also address our energy needs. That's one of the things that the Bush administration needs front and center on their domestic agenda, is how we're going to provide energy for our citizens. And the Clinton administration simply ignored the energy reserves in the 60 million acres that they proposed to set off limits.
The Bush administration has 2 months to decide whether or not it will appeal the ruling. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.